the Grand Inquisitor.
You fought well yesterday. Your style is unorthodox.
The Grand Inquisitor.
Now, before I forget, Sly, this Corona, I understand 6 degrees of separation. I do. Mm-hmm. You see, we had 3 top cops in Detroit, all 3 of them black,
mm-hmm.
here in the past week. One's at death's doorstep, the other 2 are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now they saying, I don't bit more believe that shit. Okay, so the only thing we got to say is Harvey Weinstein tested positive for coronavirus. Says who? Well, I saw it on NBC. I didn't ask you where you saw it. I said, says who? Who made the report? Who gave him a test? Who was somebody sitting in jail? Sly say, you know what, Sly? It's kind of slow today. The prisoners aren't acting up. Let's give old Harvey Weinstein a coronavirus test. I mean, is that how it happened?
I
think they're going to Epstein his ass. Look, we need to
you're going to get the Epstein treatment? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we got to quarantine you. We got to get you away from Gen Pop, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we can't Epstein your ass in Gen Pop.
Yeah.
We got to get you out of here.
Yeah, we got to put you in solitary.
Yeah, so we can Epstein your ass. Yeah. And before it happens to him, Weinstein didn't hang himself, y'all. He didn't do it. Oh, well, even though he's still alive, let me say it now, he didn't do it. Sly, it makes no sense how fast it spread. Now, they're on the downside in some places overseas, like it's been made its run.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, okay, let's time to clean up. Dude, if this wasn't an election year, this wouldn't be on TV like
that. Oh,
this.
Of course not. Of course not.
Orange man bad. You know, Orange man, next thing you know, Chris Matthews going to be telling you that he got from a reliable source that Donald Trump was eating a bat with Ozzy Osbourne and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The next thing gonna be you're gonna hear, bruh. Without going too far into it, this is what I think. Now let me preface this. I have no documentation to back up what I'm going to say.
Okay.
This is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have no documentation to back up anything I'm going to say. Out of all the training I've done, I have nothing close to this. I wanted to make sure I said that real nice and slow for the people in the chat.
Right.
You know. Now, nobody's exempt from certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people were saying, only people that defeats cancer is millionaires. Steve Jobs had all the money in the world and couldn't stop it, could he?
Mm-hmm.
You think he wasn't spending millions trying to spare his own life?
Right.
Of course he was. You know what I'm saying? He was the last one of the last heirs of the DuPont family.
Oh, I remember who you're talking about. Yeah.
Do you think anybody last name DuPont is short of money, Sly?
No.
Anybody?
No.
They shitting money, right?
That's right.
So I think, because I look at how it's going here, it go there, and it went here, and it went there. I'm a believer of this. You never let, now this is a fucked up thing to say, never let a crisis go to waste. You know that where that came from? That came from Who this?
The waterboarder. The waterbender.
I'm gonna get you in that fucking slime. I'm gonna get y'all, motherfucker. You know what? Being you the biggest one, Nick, I'm starting with you.
Well, the wife said, you better start with Sly. If I was you, I would start with Sly.
Yeah, I ain't gonna take long. I ain't gonna take but a couple gallons. I'm good. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Like, and Sly,
shut up, you next.
Oh shit. We dead. He's got a waterboarder, man. Sly, I think that the stream was used motor oil. Damn.
Where you learn that tactic from? Who does that? The Messiah? I mean, shit.
Is it Pennzoil or is it Mobil 1?
Is it 5? Is it 5W30 or 10W30?
Is it synthetic motor oil?
Use something more viscous. Oh, Ryan's a savage. Ryan's a savage.
Damn, that's savage. Sly, I think, because there's no pattern. When a lot of time when there's no pattern, to me, it tells me that it was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look at it like, all right, you know what sickle cell is. The difference between having sickle cell and being a sickle cell carrier.
Yeah.
Okay, because my brother Jerome's a carrier. He don't have it, but he's a carrier. And thankfully, none of his kids, you know, had it either. He was scared of having kids because he was, you know, but he had them and none of them have it. So, yay. And now, what if, humor me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What if we put something out to the masses years ago? And let's say you got it in the form of maybe a routine.
Oh yeah, routine vaccination. Yeah, of course.
Or you got it and it was in a certain brand of food or certain food stuff. So let's say it's in a certain mouthwash, a certain toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, toothpaste has pumice in it. It got to get under your skin. So it has to break the skin. That's why they tell you you only use so much. See, but you using it in the form of something that you pee out doesn't work, Sly, because your kidneys filter, do a damn good job of filtering. So it has to be either ingested through your stomach or through your skin, because apparently it's not airborne. That's why, you know, so that's why I'm saying, you stupid people wearing a mask, it's not airborne. You know, now if the person sneezes and the snot gets on you, you know, now, you know, like I tell them, like, AIDS isn't airborne. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't catch AIDS from breathing the same air with somebody that got AIDS. So now, let's say, Sly, I'm evil doctor guy. I'm evil scientist. You know that, and the evil. Why did all the evil scientists have a German accent in all the movies? Why are they always German? Why? Why they pick on the Germans so bad?
But that's the truth, though, right?
He said, "But there's some truth in advertising here, right?"
I mean. Yeah.
You know what there, Mr. Super Sly, since you're so smart and all, you will move to the front of the line and you will be the first to receive the serum, yeah?
And you like serum, no.
No serum, yeah.
Damn, Sly, just shut the fuck up. God, you gotta get us killed. Man, he's out, but they do be German. Now, Sly, let's say it's this thing, this byproduct in the food industry that they also use as a binding agent for aspirin and cold medicine. And it's called X15. Ain't nothing called, no. If it is something called F00 Sly, yeah, they gotta get you.
Well, we finally got you, Super Sly. You were no match for my Wehrmacht soldiers.
What is that, Goldfinger? No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die.
I guess you expect me to talk.
No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die.
Well, why not just shoot him? Don't leave him in a room on a table with a laser on and shit. What are you, stupid? It's James Bond. He's going to get out.
Bruh.
No, it goes past because it's a whole bunch of people that ain't eating Popeye's chicken sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, dig this. Because ain't no, them people, them Swedes ain't eating Popeye's chicken sandwich. Mm-mm. Them Italians ain't eating Popeye's chicken sandwich. Mm-mm. The thing is, people think, I said, look, Negroes ain't even on the radar. Negro. Hey, I get it. Fucking Edward. Hey. Now, dig, bruh, because there's a whole bunch of shit that's in the diet of people in Italy that ain't in our diet.
That's right.
There's a whole bunch of shit that's in the diet of people in China that ain't in our diet. Okay? So it has to be something else. And now you look at it like, and then to the people, well, black people ain't getting it. Sly, we had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. Who ain't figured out that most African-American Negroes ain't figured out that they ain't all African black? That they got plenty white, they got plenty European in them?
Yeah, yeah.
See, because this stuff don't give a fuck about your social construct. Mm-hmm. Where you want to say that you're black and you want to say that you're white and you want, that's a social construct. Genes. Your biological breakdown, bio warfare is what it. There's no slide. Look, there was no Lewisite for this race of people.
Right.
Lewisite attacks the mucous membrane. You know what I mean? The respiratory tract and the bonding deal that keeps the membrane bonded to your. That's what it's attacked. Mm-hmm. It don't give a fuck what you look like. Mm-hmm. Male, female, black, white, enemy, friendly. It don't matter. It don't care. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same thing with a bullet. There ain't no Negro bullet, no white guy bullet. Dude, this is a motherfucking 10 millimeter hollow point. This motherfucker is everybody's bullet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sly, let's say this X15, this benign, seemingly benign mineral, or it's left over after some sorts of filtering, anything, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say, Sly, yeah. Model 20, Mojo. The only way to fly. Now, say, you know what, Mr. Super Sly? What if I told you that I found a way to turn the regular X15 and I found a way to put it inside a tube of chapstick, you know, that you put on your lips, yeah? And what if I tell you that I found out the activation agent is carrot juice?
Mm.
I'm just pick, you know, carrot juice. Yeah, whatever. And once those two hit together, they start off a chain reaction inside your system.
Yeah.
So a lot of y'all are carriers.
Yeah.
this is nothing, you know. Now I'm just reaching up because I'm look, man. What are the odds that the chief of police there in Detroit met with somebody from Wuhan, China? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What odds that he would even have met with somebody that was from? I understand the 6 degrees of separation. I do. I get it. Mm-hmm. But that it only goes so far. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because everybody don't travel worldwide all the time. Now then it's like I say, if this was an election year, would be why are everybody missing the fact that Wuhan right now it has a 85% recovery rate? Why is everybody ignoring the fact that it has an 85% recovery rate? Mm-hmm. Why is everybody ignoring the fact that more people die from the flu than from this here?
Yeah.
And the thing is, well, this is new. I said, but you're missing the point. But the flu happens year after year. After year. Guarantee it's you can set your watch to it, right?
Yeah.
So, Sly, if we're gonna give out, so why are we gonna give out something for coronavirus and put the country in further debt for something that ain't that's not even as mad as the bad as the flu?
Yeah.
Explain to me why tuberculosis is back on the map.
So is polio.
And so is polio. Well, I know where polio comes from. Comes from south of the border. But who's the one that wants the people from south of the border to have free reign here?
The liberals.
And they, you think, now, you and I know that polio hasn't been defeated in South America.
Right.
Me and you, who don't know that? But they know it. And they still willing, they want them to come here and move freely around you.
Yeah.
Now, where do they tend to go to first? Hollywood Hills or Compton?
Compton.
Who's in Compton? Well, who was in Compton?
Mainly poor black folk.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
But they're looking out for you, right?
Just so they say.
Push that button with that D behind their name, right? As so long as you know. Now. This thing is blown way out of proportion. That's all y'all talk about on the news. This is what I call sleight of hand. Sly, if I need to do something, and I know you normally watching me, I need to create something else for you to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch that while I do whatever it is I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? Oh, God. What was the movie with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson? Samuel L. Jackson hated Whitey and all this other stuff. There's
one of the Die Hard movies, right?
Yeah. Because the guy Simon, the bad guy was Simon.
Die Harder. Yes.
Yeah, Simon says.
Yeah, that's right. Jeremy Irons. Yeah.
Okay. And there's that another. Now. That bomb was going to go off anyway because he was robbing the bank.
That's right.
He knew you couldn't get there in time. I needed a distraction to do this. And he did. Now, of course, Bruce Willis fumbled it up.
Jump.
You know, that's a movie. Now, bruh, something else is happening. And look at this. How is it that so many actors and so many, all I got to do is say, I have Wuhan. I tested positive and San Antonio, Ken's Five from San Antonio going to drive 80 miles out here to my bitch ass, right? And stick a camera in my face, right?
Mm-hmm.
What up, doe? What up, homeboy? And verified by who, Sly? Who told you have this? Where did you go to get diagnosed? You see how many holes is left in the thing?
Yeah.
This actor says that who was that? This one pretty famous actor dude here, white dude, says he has it. Oh God. The guy that was stranded on the island and had the
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Hanks. Where'd you go, Tom? John Hopkins.
Cedar Sinai.
Sinai.
Georgetown.
Yeah. Our Lady of Grace. You know what I mean? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Who tested him? You can't be Tom Hanks and just sneak into some hospital.
No.
Everybody knows who Tom Hanks is, right? Everybody know who what's his name? The basketball player. The brother. Kevin Durant.
Okay, yeah.
Kevin Durant can't sneak into no hospital, dog. Everybody know who Kevin Durant is. Everybody know who your coach is for the Saints. He says he got it, right?
Yeah.
Who tested you? Where'd you get tested? Huh? Where's the doctor? Where's the physician over that ward that tested you? What medical facility have you heard anything about the medical facility that any of these people went to?
Nope.
Have you ever seen any of their doctors go out to a microphone talking like the doctor did when he took the bullet out of Ronald Reagan and, you know, this doctor, they go out here, do this shit. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything besides throw it up on the internet? You know, Super Sly got coronavirus.
He told me he got it. And I told him it wasn't from my water because I made sure it was purified before I poured it on him. So don't be blaming me for that shit, Sly. I'll get you, Sly. I'll get you before that fucking corona gets you, motherfucker.
So how is it that we don't know these things? And then how come no one knows these people that are dying, that's being reported dead?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows these people. Now, those three top cops in Detroit, three black cops, well, two of them's dead, one's on the doorstep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all, okay, Sly, where, because motherfuckers record everything, right? Where's the cell phone video uploaded to Facebook and YouTube of the funeral procession taking a fucking sheriff commander for one of the largest counties in the United States?
He's definitely getting that.
Highly populated counties in the United States.
Yeah, he's definitely getting an Irish burial.
32-year veteran.
Yeah. He's getting carried on his shoulders. He gets carried on his shoulders.
Exactly. They ain't carrying him low.
No, he gets carried him high. That's right.
You know, there's a lot of Scottish Rite Masons in Michigan that are black.
I just knew there was a lot of Scottish Rite. I didn't know there were a lot of brothers that were in Scottish Rite. Okay.
Well, you know, because the Michiganders, we tend to be, there's a lot of, there's more, you ain't going to find too many straight black in Michigan. From that area.
Okay.
Because, you know, the way the French, the Scots, you know, and the Irish, you know, they just, you know, dominated there. And the Poles, too, actually. The Purple Gang, you know, them fucking Polish mooks, they fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know, they said the Italian, they sent their boys to go teach them, go teach the Purple Gang a lesson. They killed them all. They killed them all. See, that's all you got? Detroit white boys is a different cut of white boy. They ain't normal. Them your original wiggers right there, the Purple Gang.
Yeah.
A lot of people, what's a Purple Gang? Google the Purple Gang. Google it. Sly, how did a 32-year veteran, married, father of four, sheriff's commander of one of the largest counties in the United States. How come we ain't got no video of this?
Yeah, he would have made the news. That'd have been a huge Midwest news story.
Who wouldn't have managed? Okay, Tom Hanks snuck in through the loading dock of the hospital, right? Yeah, right. Okay, so you got doctors. The Pole still got Hamtramck on lock. And I know he probably tried to spell it with the C with the MCK, but people put Mac, Detroit, we fuck it up, but it's MCK, Hamtramck. The slide, the Arabs is moving the Poles out of Hamtramck.
Interesting.
They are moving them out.
Is that by force or are they just numbers?
They're outbreeding them and they just.
Okay.
And see, that's the thing. What I tell with this thing, breeding, just like we used to, I ain't gonna skewer the thing. You gotta outbreed the ghetto clan. That's the only way. You can't kill them. You just gotta outbreed them, and that's how you do it. But anyway, how come all these people? Have you seen one video? Because the media is so frenzy to get Orange Man bad, right? Mm-hmm. Why wasn't eating and typing? Yeah, but you my homie, you know the right way to spell. I know you know. Hell, me and you, that's my home. That's my home boogie right there. Bruh, if you really believe this, Sly, and Orange Man bad, mm-hmm. wouldn't you have sent a news crew out to film?
Oh, yeah.
The funerals of this coronavirus that I'm trying to hang on Mr. Orange Man mm-hmm. to put on my channel. I'd send Don Sour Ass motherfucking Lemon out there. His bitch ass. Get out there, bitch. Take your husband with you. Oh, Lord. What'd I say? What? Go out there. Now. And you're going to put it up because you ain't got to do a full production because we got this thing, Sly. We got the internet, Sly. We got the internet, Sly. Let the internet do the work for you, Sly. Why do the work when you got a machine, a mechanism that'll do it for you, Sly? You fucked me up when you said that. Fuck, Sly. We rolling with you, P. We rolling with you, fuck slot. Fuck slot. Oh, what's they saying there, bro?
Yeah.
Them ungrateful, what did Denzel say? You ungrateful motherfuckers. I'm putting cases on all y'all bitches. Shoot program, nigga. 23-hour lockdown, nigga. Motherfucker, I'm the police. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That's why I make a terrible cop. Because I, man, listen.
You're gonna be training day.
I'm gonna be that motherfucker.
You on? Oh, so it's like that. You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. What you looking at? What? What the fuck you gonna do?
I would be.
I couldn't be a dude. I'd be the sneaky cop. Why you just stop resisting?
Why are you resisting?
Bam! Motherfucker already unconscious and shit. Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
Drag the drug dealer to the sewer. Make them drop it in at the grate, you know, storm grate. Yeah. Drop it. You want to go to jail for dope or you want to go home? Drop it in the grate. Drop it in there. Because you know, once they go in the sewer, that shit is gone.
Yeah.
And bam, 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 bam. I'm on that motherfucking iron grate a couple. And every time I see you, I'm going to call you 8th Street Great. Every time I see you, I'm going to drag your bitch ass. I'm going to throw you in the back of the car. I'm dragging your ass over here to 8th Street. and I'm banging your motherfucking face off this storm drain. Do you fucking understand me? That's the kind of cop I would be. Guess how many? I bet you I fix the drugs. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, shoot me? I got a gun too, bitch, and I got license to kill your ass. No, Sly, I done got off the thing. Something's wrong. Explain to me again why a hardware store got to close because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Explain to me why somebody had to start trigger the panic thing over the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any media outlets from the left or the right to say, look, y'all, it ain't got nothing to do with toilet paper. What's wrong with y'all? There's no shortage of that. Have you seen any media outlet do so?
No, I have not.
And then when Trump said it, everybody, oh, he's an asshole. He's telling people not to go get toilet paper. No, he didn't. He said, stop hoarding it.
Yeah.
Do you understand what y'all sound like bitches with that bashing shit? Y'all sound like bitches. Have you heard any media outlet? Have you heard of any American-born actual doctors that people can prove that were doctors die from treating these people?
No.
Nurses?
Okay, I have a friend that's a nurse at a major hospital in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying.
Mm-hmm. From? Well, people die in hospitals every day.
Underlying conditions. Recently, the National Guard has showed up at their hospital because mm-hmm. people have been attacking the workers for whatever family members that have died.
Okay. And the National Guard is supposed
to... They're just providing security at this point. And they...
Which is kind of dumb. Because I'm like, dude, I'm a mechanic. You know, why am I here? You know what I mean? I'm in National Guard unit. I'm a mechanic. What am I supposed to do?
Well, my thing is people are dying. But if you don't tell me it's the coronavirus per se, there's an underlying issue.
Yeah.
You
still haven't. But where was this concern for when people were dying like this year after year mm-hmm. from the flu?
Mm-hmm.
Where was this during the avian flu?
The swine flu, H1N1, pick one. Yeah.
Pick one.
SARS.
Where was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Help me.
We had a MRSA outbreak a few years ago. I remember that was pretty bad. So.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Sly. Who was president when all this shit happened?
Fucking Obama.
Oh, well, never mind. He had a D behind his name. So that's Look, man, Sly. I can't prove it. I think it's like this. I think this is the way I think it go. Because this ain't indiscriminate. It is, but it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
But I need key people to disappear. I need to start a problem. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's a horrible saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. That's the first place I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Never let a crisis go to waste. Lady mate treatment for Ebola, ZMAP now in trouble, maybe for COVID, transfer from Winnipeg to Wuhan Bio Lab. Okay. Now, is it random? Are we going to roll the dice? How, Sly, when they give numbers of who died, why don't you never hear them say what the person was?
Right.
Why? But for everything else, you got a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
You got a breakdown for everything else. He's black. He's white. He's Mexican. He's Asian. Why? Why, Sly? There's no names. There's no faces. There's no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How many funerals did you see? How many actual funerals did you see from that school shooting up there in fucking, what was that? Up there in the Northeast.
None. I just seen with a memorial service or some sort, but no funerals.
Yeah. Okay, when the wrong cops got on the scene and they had the helicopter and the cops chasing the man that was running through the bushes, mm-hmm. and they actually caught him, Sandy Hook, and they actually caught him. What's his name, Sly? Where's he from, Sly? Whatever happened to him, Sly?
Couldn't tell you.
Why was a man running behind? Why was it? So they telling us that we didn't watch the on. See, I guess somebody forgot to tell the Popo helicopter. See, I guess it didn't trickle down to the smaller departments. Mm-hmm. That, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the guy running. Oh, shit. Why is a man running blacked out with a rifle through the bushes behind the school of Sandy Hook? What happened? What were the names of the three cops that caught him?
They caught him. Yeah, right.
What are the cops' names that caught him? Huh?
That's a good question.
So I didn't see the video of the police camera when they were doing the, you know, the thing around with it. So I didn't see them catch this guy. Mm-hmm. When they opened the trunk of the car of the so-called shoot. So I didn't see a Mossberg shotgun. I didn't see that. Because rifle barrels aren't that thick, Sly. Right. They're skinny. Mm-hmm. So why am I looking? Why are you trying to tell me that a 12 gauge is a rifle? But see, the average person in public is just dumb. Don't think they know it's gun. Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of gun? It's black and it go pew, pew, pew. Sly, where's the funeral services? Motherfuckers take pictures of their fucking food.
And motherfuckers take pictures of themselves in the hospital while right before they go to surgery. I'm about to go to surgery. Y'all pray for me.
Where is the footage?
Nah. Yeah. None.
But I'm so what's the purpose of I'm gonna take $2 trillion and I'm gonna give you a check for $1,200. Oh, you know, except unless you owe back child support.
Back child support, and if you didn't file in 2018, and if you make over 75 grand a year, I believe. Well, so I'm out. And then they're going to tax you for it next year, just like with the Bush stimulus check. Right? You know, yeah. Remember that. Everyone was jumping for joy, and I'm like, they're going to tax you. And that's exactly what they did the following year. They taxed. So,
okay, I tell people, I bet you I pay more in taxes than most people make.
I haven't had a refund in 7 years.
I haven't had a refund in 24 years.
Yeah, so this is how the other side lives, huh? He's a Nick Taylor problem. I don't want Nick Taylor problems anymore. No,
you don't.
I want Pookie and Ray Ray problems. I want food stamp problems.
Ray Ray, they fall behind. Nothing happens to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You didn't file your income taxes on your $26,000 a year job.
Yeah.
What are they going to do to you, Sly? You know, but then my ass. You know, when you write in quarterly, okay. Where are you at? Let me see. There you go. Look at it.
Ooh. Mm-mm.
Every quarter.
I don't like that. Mm-mm.
You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Every quarter.
I want Pookie and Ray Ray problems. I don't want your problems.
Pookie and Ray Ray don't even make that much a year.
No.
Dude, no. Sly, where are the funerals? The media hate Orange Man so bad. How come they ain't going? Because they know you got, if you can count them, Sly, you know where they at.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital keeps records of who dies in the hospital.
That's right.
All right, so what happens to a body when it dies in the hospital? Because it got to get to the funeral home somehow. Right.
Yeah.
So does the funeral home come get the body? Or do the family insurance, you know, because I'm quite sure an ambulance ain't delivering bodies to fucking funeral homes.
No, so once the coroner signs off on it, releases the body to the family, then I guess the funeral home comes from the hospital to take it to the funeral home.
Okay.
And they do the interment, the embalming, all that extra shit there.
Okay.
For the most part. So,
we should see Hearst, you know what I'm saying, rolling like a motherfucker to that hospital in New York that they claim that so many hundreds have died already, right?
Correct.
So they're in this hospital. You're in New York City. You ain't hiding in the middle of motherfucking nowhere. Ain't nowhere to hide in New York. You can't hide. So somehow they got all them Wuhan deaths out of this hospital with nobody seeing them. They use FedEx trucks. That's what they did. You sneaky bastards. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'll even do one better. There should be way more infections in China alone. There's over a billion people in that population. That's ground zero. Yeah. There should be way more infections.
Well, you see, China held on to it. They didn't see, but see, China is a different place than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't release information. We're a communist nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, China controls the media, even the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They control the internet. They filter your internet.
Well, now they're releasing footage being snuck out of there's riots now because whatever situation. So I guess it's got hand.
You're okay. Why did it hit Italy so hard?
That's a good question.
Italy doesn't have a large, I can't remember the number, but I looked up their thing of their Asian population.
Mm-hmm.
Next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what genetically does the Mongoloid have with the Caucasoid? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because this is genetics.
This is exactly what it is, genetics, yes.
This is genetics. So there's a lot of Chinese in China that ain't nothing but Chinese. They're full-blown Mongoloid.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Italy. It's people that they ain't never left Italy and ain't come in from nowhere. That's all they are.
Right.
It ain't like the United States where fucking this one and this fucking Pole fucking this one and fucking Chinaman fucking this one and fucking Jew fucking everybody. And I mean, scratch that last part. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What's the genetic link? See, this is something that a biologist is going to, and you slide. If you think ain't somebody somewhere in a fucking bomb-proof fucking shelter with computers and screens and Pyrex glasses with the bubbly steamy shit going over in there with the white lab coat with a pocket protector with fucking ink. But why you need so many fucking pens? But a pocket protector with pens, and then a guy come in wearing a fucking German officer suit. So how are we doing on serum? Yeah. You again? What the fuck is with y'all? Dude, this is X-File shit. This is what we see right now, bro. They've actually done a couple.
This is exactly what it is. Who was the guy, the gray man, the old man, smoking man. That's right, the smoking man. There you go, yes.
Smoking man. Yeah. Dude, tell me, you got to love him. You got to love him.
He's the best character on the show. Yeah.
Huh?
He was the best character on the show.
When you see him roll up, nigga, that's your ass. Nobody, I mean, look, man, this motherfucker is cold. He cold-hearted. He's callous. Sly. They had an episode where this thing was out, and they done this, okay? Because they don't know the race of people. It's like, if you drink
a bottle of Evian water,
you had that tuna fish sandwich and an apple, and you used ivory soap and you fit that combination within the past 48 hours, they done this. On the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it activated, and they just fell in. Black, white, hey, you know, you couldn't. So, but I mean, how long did it take them to figure out they used the same soap? They both ate tuna, they all ate tuna fish sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? And they drank Evian water within the last 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see what I'm saying? Because everything has a has a molecule in it that I need.
Right.
Water has this many hydrogen molecules. That tuna fish sandwich, that the fish oil, the thing, the krill, you know, X amount milligrams of krill, you know, which is naturally in fish. And then ivory soap, ivory liquid has the right amount of potassium that we, and that combination together, we can use that as a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no pattern. You see what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There is no pattern. This is a text. Remember before all this shit happened, Sly, remember I told you about weaponizing biological weapons?
That's right.
Weaponizing.
That's right.
Science. What was this? 6 months ago.
That's right.
We wasn't even talking about this.
Nope.
And I went off on a tangent on how I know how you can weaponize science, because it's been done. It's been done. Now, what if China, the experiment went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got shit to do with a bat. We blame it on the bat. Them motherfuckers been eating bats
forever and a day. Yeah,
exactly. So, and this is the first time it was a bat from this cave that was undercooked. First time in history, billions of Chinese people. Now, we need that because we got to fuck. I say all it. What did I say, Sly? All it take is one rogue person.
That's right.
Just one. All you need is one. This wasn't even going on when I said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? Here we are. Think about it, bro. But man, you know what? Fuck. And only keep your motherfucking kids away from single mama. If your kid ain't got no kids. Now, I will say this, Sly,
but what if the boy got kids by another girl, Sly?
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.